All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. After working behind the scenes for over 4 months and then finally releasing the logo teaser maybe 4 weeks ago, I can share with everyone what Forged in the Backcountry is and what my plans are moving forward. So the simplest way for me to put this is that Forged in the Backcountry is a lifestyle apparel brand for backcountry hunters. Before I launch into the description of the brand and how it came about and where I'm going and what I'm building, I need you to know I am launching an insane giveaway to tie in with the launch of Forged in the Backcountry. So, until April 16th, every $5 you spend will get you one entry to win a guided black bear hunt in British Columbia. So if you buy $50 worth of clothes, you're gonna get 10 entries. There will be no double entry periods. I hate when people do these types of giveaways and then they have, oh, this week we're gonna triple all the entries, because you're screwing the people who gave you their trust and bought from you beforehand. So it will be $5 per entry today. It will be $5 per entry on the last day it closes. There'll be no entry multipliers and no one will screw with you. So don't hold out thinking that there's going to be a better time to buy. There isn't. Now, the hunt is with Primitive Outfitting and you're going to come hunting with me. So I literally bought two hunts cash from Primitive Outfitting. The dates are June 19th to 26th. All you need to do is get yourself to Prince George, British Columbia on June 19th and get yourself home from Prince George, British Columbia on June 26th. I will pick you up there. I will take you to camp. The cost of the hunt is covered. Everything at camp is covered. The tip at the end of the hunt, I will take care of. You don't have to worry about anything. I am gonna film the entire hunt. So you get to hunt with me. I will film it. I will post it on YouTube. It'll be great afterwards. And here's the thing I don't want you to worry about. Yes, I paid for two hunts because I want to go hunting with you. And, you know, Lord willing, if the stars align, we both get to kill great black bears, I would be more than excited. But I will not pull a trigger of any kind until you find the animal and kill the animal that you want. So I don't want you to think like this is some kind of joint hunt and we're going to pass off day for day. That's not the case at all. I live in BC. If I'm unsuccessful on this hunt, there's still a couple days left in the season. After we close on the 26th, I'll go out on my own and try and find a black bear. The priority is whoever wins the hunt. Now, let's say you win the hunt and you can't come on June 19th to 26th. I recognize that's a pretty tight timeline. I wanted to do a giveaway this year though, because I wanted it to be exciting and I feel like giving away a hunt 14 months from now, it's like, does that really get people excited? However, if you win the hunt and you can't make it, you can pass it on to the next year and I will go down the line and I'll find somebody else who can win the hunt who can come this year. But if you win, you get a hunt no matter what. If you can't come this year, we'll do the exact same thing. I'll go with you, I'll film it, I'll take care of everything. All you gotta do is to travel to and from Prince George. If you're in the States and you don't even wanna mess around with bringing a gun, I'll even bring up my Fierce and you can use that, no problem. Lander, the guy who owns Primitive Outfitting, most of his guides usually have guns in camp too. Like, we'll figure that part out if that's an issue for you. I'm gonna do a whole video on this explaining it more, but I wanna let everybody know. So, from the day of launch, until April 16th, every $5 you spend will get you one entry to win a guided black bear hunt in British Columbia. I also wanna say this is a pretty ideal archery hunt. It's great for rifle, but I've taken three archery bears up in this area and two bears with my rifle. There's a ton of bears up there. And the reason I booked it as late as I did is that I wanna be as far into the rut as possible. I would love you. There are 7-foot black bears taken at this camp every year, not a lot. A lot of bears between like 5.5 and 6.5 feet for sure, but there's always one or two in that 7-foot range. And I would love for the winner to be able to come to BC. and go home with a bear they're really proud of. So there's that bear hunt giveaway. Now let's dive in to the history of the brand. I'm going to give you a little bit of context. So I've always been very interested in clothes. I wouldn't consider myself like a particularly fashionable individual, but being a bigger dude and living in Vancouver and kind of having a business job for the last 7 years, finding stylish clothes that fit well has always been a challenge. And some of my biggest clients in consulting were companies like Lululemon, Adidas, Arc'teryx. And I've actually spent a lot of time working with the merchandising departments from several very large retail apparel companies. So I think I have a higher than average comfort with how clothes are made and what goes into them. And even going back as long ago as 4 or 5 years ago, I actually had this idea to start a clothing brand focused on bodybuilders, because as I was going through my bulking phase, nothing fit. And by the time you're 6'1", 270, and you find a t-shirt that fits you, it's like the most ill-fitting, boxiest, crappiest t-shirt. And so I played around with that for a while, but ultimately I always have to ask myself, do I have a competitive advantage in this space? Like, is there something that gives me a leg up over anyone else who's going to want to come into this space? And ultimately, when it came to bodybuilding apparel, I was just like, I couldn't honestly answer that question yes. So I didn't proceed with that particular venture. But maybe 4 or 5 months ago, Wild Sheep Society got in touch and they were like, hey, we're having our mountain hunting expo in February. We'd like to know if you could give an hour seminar on solo hunting. I'll be honest, at first I felt very insecure. It's like, I've never killed a sheep. I don't know what business I have delivering a seminar on sheep hunting at a sheep conference. But the more I thought about it and the more I actually went over what they asked me to do, I do know a lot about being solo in the mountains. And I thought one of my characteristics that's really led me to be successful in my life is that I stay in my own lane. I recognize my strengths and I recognize my weaknesses, and I don't try to be somebody that I'm not. So as soon as I reframed it to giving a seminar on how to go into the mountains by yourself, stay alive, stay somewhat comfortable, and get out in one piece, I was like, okay, I can deliver value there. 15 years of forestry engineering experience, I don't know how many dozens of days spent solo hunting over the last 8 or 9 years. I was like, I do have something unique that I can offer in that space. So I said yes. And they were like, by the way, we're really ramping up our expo this year. We really want to be the flagship mountain hunting expo of the North. Would you be interested in purchasing a booth? Obviously, at that time, they were thinking for Mindful Hunter or Mindful Reviews. And I thought about it and I thought, well, that would be really interesting. If only I would, you know, have a place where I could sit and meet Mindful Reviews members and be able to like finally shake some hands and meet people face to face that have been members or interested in becoming members. So I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, okay, well, you go to trade shows, people always have merch. So I was like, I did Mindful Hunter shirts before, but I want to do something a little more interesting. So the longer I sat with it, the more I realized there was a big gap in the industry of apparel in the hunting space. So right now, if you want to signal through what you wear that you're passionate about backcountry hunting, you essentially have two choices. You can either wear logo wear from some type of gear company, or you can wear influencer merch, both of which essentially turn you into a walking billboard for whatever company it is that you're supporting. Also, traditionally, logo wear and influencer merch are not particularly high quality. For instance, I would say up to 80 or 90% of all shirts used for either logo wear or influencer merch are the next level 50-50 cotton poly blend. It's your typical schmedium shirt, has incredibly tight sleeves and kind of a boxy fit, dirt cheap to buy in bulk, slap a logo on there, you know, mark it up 200-300% and kick it out the door. And that's, I can go in my closet over there right now and I could pick you out shirts from 10 different companies and they are all made by the same manufacturer. So I realized I didn't want to add one more crappy shirt into that influencer merch bucket. Not that I consider myself an influencer. I prefer the term content creator because that's what I do. I make content. But I didn't want to be just one more of the same old, same old. And on top of that, I kept like going over designs in my head and thinking to myself, like, what do I want this shirt to be? And I kept, this phrase kept coming back to me, forged in the backcountry. And I had this idea at first for this shirt. It was to be a Mindful Hunter shirt. And on the front, it would have a variety of words followed by forged in the backcountry. So it'd be like discipline, forged in the backcountry. You know, perseverance, forged in the backcountry. And then at the bottom of the shirt, it would say, I am forged in the backcountry. And it was like, the longer I thought of that, I was like, that idea is so powerful to me that I almost don't want to muddy it with the Mindful Hunter logo. And then when I started thinking about the other apparel available, it just hit me one day. I'm like, oh, this is the brand. The brand is forged in the backcountry. And I'm going to build it for people who purposefully seek out challenging tasks because of what it brings into their life. Like, you don't have to be an absolute killer. You don't have to have been doing this for 15 years. Maybe you've only been on one backcountry hunt. But going out into the wild was difficult to a degree that it forced you outside of your comfort zone. And it was scary at first, and you didn't know what you were going to do, and you didn't know if you were going to be okay. But you made it through whatever it is you made it through, and you made it back. And after getting back, you're a different person. You have a little bit more discipline. You have a little bit more ambition. You have a little bit more ability to commit to things. And that is how I felt about what the backcountry did for me, is that I became forged in the backcountry. Like, my discipline and my personality and my will were forged in the backcountry. And I wanted, and it hit me, I need to create clothes for people who go out of their way to challenge themselves in extremely difficult circumstances, sometimes for no other purpose than just personal growth. Like, I'm gonna do this hard thing because it's hard, not because it's in the way of me and something that I want to achieve. I mean, that's an excellent byproduct, but it only needs to have that fact of being hard that makes you want to go and do it, because you know you're going to be better when you get back. And I'm going to add another layer to this. So a lot of you may have listened to my podcast where I talked about sobering up. So I've been clean going on, it'll be 16 years in August. It's not something I really think about anymore. But I will say that when I first got clean and sober, I had a very hard time fitting in. Like, I'm not going to rehash all the details, but the life that I came from and the types of things that I did and the people that I associated with was so vastly different than, like, the run-of-the-mill. Like, I looked around and I was just like, I don't know how to be with these people. I don't know how to act. I always felt like I was trying to figure out what I was supposed to say and what I was supposed to do. And it took me a long time to find my place. But one of the things that helped me find my place was backcountry hunting. Because it was the first time and that something had fit so perfectly. Like, as I've mentioned before, I competed in jiu-jitsu, I competed in CrossFit. I searched out these challenging environments so I could bring that same level of intensity to my life that I was used to and that had become a necessity. You know, if I was going to give you like a psychological breakdown, I would say that most likely my dopamine and serotonin receptors are deeply, deeply skewed from many, many years of hard drug abuse. And so normal things that normal people do to get like a rush or feel some level of excitement do absolutely nothing to me. And I'm forced to like search out these like kind of next level experiences. And finding hunting in the backcountry was like the last piece of the puzzle for me. I was like, this is where I belong. It's intense and it's severe and it's stark and it's like I feel challenged and naked and raw and like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so the entire idea behind Forged is like, that's the ethos, the spirit behind the brand. And I want to build clothes for people and that speaks to that ethos. Now, let's circle back to like the manufacturing experience and my frustration with other clothes. Because now I've got a great marketing idea, but I don't have a great execution idea. Like I'm still like, what kind of clothes do I do? How do I get them made? How do I price it out? And I decided I wanted the ability to make my own, not make the shirts from scratch, but I wanted the ability to print in-house because it would enable me to do small batches. It would enable me to do test runs. I could, you know, come up with something, test it out with the community. If it worked, great, I'll make more. If it doesn't, no problem. I'm not out that much money. So I bought the equipment to do in-house printing. Not an insignificant investment. And luckily, I have an extremely supportive wife. Then I had to think about design. So, you know, what is the logo going to look like? What are the fonts going to look like? What type of, you know, phrasing and imagery am I going to have? How do I make this feel like a brand and not just some random ideas? So I have a designer that I've worked with for years. She did the Mindful Hunter logo you see right behind me. I actually worked within her professional capacity through my consulting firm for 7 years. She's a professor here at Emily Carr in Vancouver, and she knows me very, very well. So I explained the whole idea to her, and she got cracking. And it took us about 6 weeks to hammer out the brand concept for Forged in the Backcountry. So now I have the ability to print stuff. I have a logo and a brand guide, and now I need some clothes. And I knew I didn't want the same crappy merch that everybody else was slinging. I wanted something a little bit higher quality and ideally moving towards custom pieces. So I ordered, I don't even know how many dozens of blanks from different manufacturers, from different places, applied for wholesale accounts all over the place. And finally, I landed on 4 pieces of apparel and then 2 hats that we're going to work through for launch. So let me walk through the products that I selected for those 4 pieces, and then I'll talk about the kind of design and branding process that I went through. So I knew for t-shirts, I wanted something that was higher quality than most of the stuff I had seen out there. I also wanted something with a little bit more of a classic fit. And so I was able to find a brand that has a heavyweight cotton t-shirt that is of higher quality than the majority of what you're gonna find out on the market. I could get a decent deal when I bought a significant amount of blanks. So I did that. These t-shirts, I'm wearing one right now. They are made with 100% US cotton. They're not manufactured in the States. They're made in Nicaragua, but it's US cotton that's sent to Nicaragua. The shirts are made and sent back. I am constantly working towards bringing all manufacturing into North America. It requires a certain amount of scale to be able to do that effectively financially. And I just don't have that ability right now, but trust me, that's the goal ultimately. And there are manufacturers here. I just got to get up to a big enough scale that their numbers work for me. So again, I wanted something I don't know if luxurious is the word, but like something you would put on and you wouldn't mind going out for dinner with your wife, not just something you would wear to the gym. And so I'm wearing an XL right now. If I want a bit more of a stylish fit, I'm a little more boxy classic look, kind of like that vintage appeal, I size up to the double XL. Some things that really frustrate me about shirts are those skin tight sleeves. For anybody who actually trains and has decent sized arms, those sleeves and those other shirts are super frustrating because they make you look like a tryhard. And it's like, I'm already 6'1", 240. I don't need a shirt that's like skin tight and making me look like I want people to look at my arms. So I wanted something that would fit, you know, with a little bit of class, and it wouldn't make me look like some douchebag trying to show off, you know, tattoos and biceps. So that's why I went with this particular fit and this particular fabric. So it's a heavier grade. It's going to drape a little bit nicer. It's going to give you a little bit more flattering profile. Those really thin cotton poly blend shirts are great if you're absolutely ripped. But to be brutally honest, if you have any kind of love handle or paunch, which, like, let's face it, I'm 45. A lot of guys listening to this a little bit older. It's just a fact of life. It happens. This shirt is going to drape in a much more attractive way because it's such a heavier cotton. So I use the same shirt for the white and the black shirt. The white shirt comes in one model. It's called the Discipline Tee. It has kind of a bold logo on the front. Again, I wanted to go with a little more stylish placement, and I wanted it to be a little subdued. Like, you could wear this out to a restaurant and it doesn't scream, I like to hike mountains and kill animals on the weekend. But for people who know the brand and know what you're into, it is a symbol of what you believe in and what's important to you. And then on the back, I have some text that I modified a little bit, but is essentially the inspirational text behind the whole brand. Discipline forged in the backcountry, strength forged in the backcountry, perseverance forged in the backcountry, I am forged in the backcountry. So that's the Discipline Tee. Now we can move on to the Glassing Tee. So the Glassing Tee has a schematic of a spotting scope, like a technical drawing on the front. And if you actually zoom in a little bit and look down in the bottom right-hand corner where the engineer's credentials and information normally go, there's some little Easter eggs hidden down there. I originally paid somebody to do this drawing for me because I was trying to think of a shirt to do for Mindful Reviews. And I wanted this, like, you know, it's important to understand your gear because no one is going to care about your gear as much as you do. But the longer I sat with the idea, the spotting scope is such an iconic emblem of who we are as backcountry hunters. Like, there's a lot of tools that get used on a lot of hunts, but, like, I don't think any one tool is more synonymous with backcountry hunting than the spotting scope. Because the deeper you go, the more you need to be able to glass far distances. Like, there's only so much country you can cover with your feet. And then I was trying to come up with, like, some kind of phrase or an idea that would really get at that underlying, like, perseverance required to be successful in the backcountry. And, you know, I know I say it. I bet you all you guys say it. You know, glass until your eyes bleed. Or I glassed so long, I felt like my eyes were bleeding. It's not uncommon. You say it quite regularly. And so down the back, again, in a slightly more, like, elevated font with a, you know, more interesting placement, just says glass until your eyes bleed. And I got to give my wife a lot of credit. She was the one that actually found the font. It took a long time. Like, all these little design cues on all these little pieces, you think it's, like, simple and straightforward, but when you really care about it and you really want to make something unique, it actually takes a long time to, you know, have all these little bits and pieces put together. So that's the two t-shirts. Up next is the flannel. I knew from the point of launch I wanted to do a flannel. I like wearing it as a pump cover at the gym. I have one from another company, like a supplement company, and the branding is a little bit over the top for me on the shirt. But I love the idea of a flannel, and it also can be a little bit more formal. Again, you can button it up, you could wear it out for dinner. You know, when it comes across as a slightly more dressy piece of apparel. And I knew I wanted to do some embroidery on the piece, and I also knew I wanted to keep it subtle so that the kind of formal nature of the piece would carry through. So I just put the logo on one shoulder and the word mark on the other shoulder. This is one of the pieces I'm most happy with. The fit is really good. The quality is really good. I can tell you from a manufacturing perspective, it's by far the most expensive piece that's on the forged line. It's priced rather competitively with the other pieces, but I'm trying to keep pricing, you know, commensurate with everything else that is on the market. And also, regardless of what I have to pay to make stuff, I want you guys to feel like it's a worthwhile price that I'm asking you to pay for it. So flannel's pretty straightforward. I'm really happy with that piece. And then finally in apparel, we have the hoodie. Now a hoodie is another thing that moving forward, I'm actually in conversations right now trying to have a custom hoodie made up. But again, you need to hit certain scale. I'm working towards that. In the interim, I probably ordered about 9 or 10 different hoodies. I wanted lots of room in the neck. I needed stretchy cuffs. I hate when you can't pull up the sleeves. I wanted a comfortable hoodie, but I didn't want it too heavy. I'm a big guy. A lot of people who buy these clothes are going to be big guys. I don't like to get sweaty in my hoodie when I'm inside, like at the office or just in the house. So I would say it is a comfortable hoodie, but it's not super heavyweight. Like some of those, you know, I've got a Carhartt hoodie. I love it, but I can only wear it inside the house for 20 minutes and I start to sweat. So it's not that heavy. It's a much more comfortable weight. So it's a 50-50 cotton poly blend, double lined hood, color matched draw cord, front pouch. And again, I wanted some type of phrase that signified the ethos of backcountry hunting. And one of the badass things I've always said, I started using it as a hashtag years ago, is kill the weak parts. I've been obsessed with eradicating weakness from my life ever since I was a kid. I remember watching this movie. I forget what it was. Like, it might have had Sylvester Stallone in it, and he was a bodyguard or an assassin or something. And he would sleep on the ground without a pillow. And I thought to myself, sleeping in a bed with a pillow is a weakness. I need to train myself to sleep on the ground without a pillow. Obviously, I did that for a week or two and I stopped doing it, got back in the bed, use a pillow, still sleep in a bed today. No, I'm not that hardcore. But ever since I was a kid, there was this obsession with eradicating weakness. And I think, again, if we wanted to dive in my history, it probably has a lot to do with my childhood and a feeling of vulnerability. And I thought weaknesses were a way people could get to me. And if I could get rid of the weaknesses, I wouldn't have to worry or be afraid. And so as I grew up and started doing more challenging things, jiu-jitsu, CrossFit, backcountry hunting, even working as a forestry engineer, I was always on the lookout for like, what's the weakest part? You know, what's the weakest link in this chain? Because if I'm only as strong as my weakest link, if I can just keep getting rid of the weaker and weaker links, then my overall strength and my likelihood of success will increase. So is it my cardio that's the weak part? Okay, how do you kill that weak part? You train your ass off. Is it my knowledge of animal behavior that's the weak part? Okay, how do we kill that weak part? We study. And so it can at first glance appear to have this negative connotation, like kill the weak parts, like don't admit them, you know, be shameful. That's not it at all. The idea is outline those things that are holding you back and then institute some type of game plan and execute it so that that weak part doesn't exist in your life anymore. Kill the weak parts. So that's on the back, 16 by 16, really bold, kind of done it in a way that like doesn't scream kill the weak parts. So again, you kind of wear this around and you don't have to feel like you've got profanity on your shirt or something that's going to make you feel awkward when you're at the shopping mall. And that's kind of a trend you'll see through all these clothes. I want the underlying messages to be strong, but I want them to be executed in a subtle manner. And finally, we move on to hats. Now, I am very particular about my snapbacks. I've got a bit of a melon head, and the majority of free snapbacks companies send me suck and they don't fit right. The only ones I've ever been able to count on 100% are the Richardson 112s. They have a bit of a deeper bowl. They're a very well-fitting hat. They're a little more expensive than your like Yupong or kind of lower end hats that most companies use for merch. And recently a company sent me a hat and it was the 112, but they've now come out with the 112 Plus with R-Flex. So they've essentially taken a snapback but built just a little bit of stretch fabric into the band of the hat. So now you can set it to your desired size, but then when you put it on, you got a little bit of extra stretch. So as you get hot and sweaty, it doesn't get loose. You don't need to tighten it up throughout the day. So it really elevated the kind of fit and finish of the Richardson 112 for me. So I decided on three different colors, black, charcoal, and Loden. Again, applying all the designs in-house. So they are embroidered designs on those hats. They're heat press embroidery. They're done exceedingly well. I can tell you, I spent a lot of money on those patches because I wanted them to look good. I wanted them to last. And I wanted to build like a really high-end hat that people would be proud to wear. So both the logo hat and the wordmark hat come in all three varieties of colors. So technically there's six hats. And then also at the last minute, you know, my kid loves wearing things that match. You know, we go to the swimming pool and I'll have swim shorts that match her, you know, a swimsuit. And she loves doing stuff like that. And I thought to myself, I don't have anything here for kids. There's also not anything specifically for women, and I'm going to address that in a moment. So I also ordered the Richardson 112 in a youth size. Now, it doesn't have the R-Flex, but it's still a really high-quality cap, comes in black, and you can order it with the logo or the word mark. Now, as a reference, now, to address the lack of women's clothing, I needed to start with what I knew, and I also, due to, you know, capital, I couldn't produce an infinite amount of products. And so I know what guys want. I know what guys wear. I know how my clothes fit. So I stuck with my area of expertise. But near the end of the design process, it did come out that like that's a hole because there are women in the hunting space. They deserve access to quality clothes like this as well. So for now, at least all the sizes go all the way down to small. So hopefully that will fit you. I know it's a unisex design. I know it's not ideal for your body types. All of the clothes and hats that I've released so far fall into what I'm calling the OG collection. You'll notice the designs are predominantly black and white, except for the red on the flannel. They kind of all have the same simple, minimalist design aesthetic. And I wanted that for launch because I wanted, if the brand is going to survive, it needs to survive on its own merit. I didn't want it to be like super flashy, like big expensive graphic designers hired to do everything except for the logo and the brand guide that my designer built for me. I designed everything that you see here. I designed placement. I designed where it goes. I hand apply all the printing here in-house. So when I already, once this launch goes live, I've already started working on my next collection. And I guarantee you there will be women's pieces in that collection. I've already teamed up with one woman hunter, and I'm going to reach out to another one, and I'm going to bring them on board because I don't want to pretend I know what women want. I want to ask women what women want, and I want to build those clothes for them. So that's a good segue as well to the integrity of the brand. You will never see affiliates for this brand. No one will get paid to wear these clothes. You will never see a discount code of somebody offering a personalized discount code for these clothes. If you like these clothes and you want to post about it in an authentic manner, I would greatly appreciate the exposure. But I want you to know that if you see someone posting about my clothes, it's because they honestly like the clothes and they want to support the brand, not because I paid them to and not because they're getting a kickback. And that is incredibly important to me. I take the relationship with the people that I engage with online very seriously. I've had Mindful Reviews, which is my subscription-based gear review community, for over a year and a half now. And those relationships are incredibly important to me. And if you're going to trust me by joining my website or buying some clothes I've designed, then you deserve for me to treat that trust appropriately and respect it and treat you the way you deserve to be treated, which means being honest, transparent, having integrity. And I give you my word, this brand will be built in alignment with all those principles that everything I've done online has always been aligned with. Unbiased, non-sponsored, open, honest, always. So that you can count on from me. Now, that brings us to some type of conservation effort, because obviously that's very important to us as hunters. And I could have signed up for like one of these 2% for conservation organizations where they give you a little badge and their little stamp of approval. And I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't trust a lot of these big, bloated organizations. Like, how do I know that my money is getting where it's supposed to go. And so instead, what we're going to do is I will donate 3% of gross sales every quarter to the conservation effort of our choice at that time. So that means if I sell, you know, $20,000 worth of clothes in the first 3 months after launch, I will take 3% of that, which would be $600, and I will write a check and I will send it to whatever conservation effort we choose. I'll put up a little poll, I'll do some research. Ideally, these are going to be smaller, kind of struggling things, like maybe somebody's trying to buy a piece of land for access somewhere. I know there was some sheep issues in Vail, Colorado a little while ago. They were trying to buy a piece of land, or maybe there's maybe even Howell is doing an initiative and it needs an extra bit of cash. But my goal is that this money goes straight to some kind of effort where we know it's going to have a dollar for dollar impact. And it's not like 80% of it is going to go towards the operating costs of some bloated not-for-profit and 20 cents is actually going to make it out into the field. All right, folks, as always, you know my approach. I'm open for dialogue. So if you have any questions about the brand, you want to know anything more, as we go along in this process, I'll do more podcasts, I'll do more videos. I want you guys to feel like you're along for this journey. I'm going to be looking to do some collabs. I'm going to be looking to grow this, you know, as much as possible while still maintaining the integrity of the brand itself. I really feel like this is something special. I feel like nothing really exists in the hunting space like this right now. And I think one of the things I've been able to do with Mindful Reviews is create this sense of community for like-minded hunters. And I want to do the same thing with Forged. I want to make people feel like they belong, and I want to make them feel like the thing that they're passionate about and the thing that they love is like a beautiful thing to be passionate about, and that it's okay, and that there's other people who feel the same way. And so that's why I designed and built Forged in the Backcountry. So I would greatly appreciate any support as always, and your feedback is always welcome. I hope you enjoy the brand. Please let me know if there's anything I can do.